Our next guest is the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, and at a recent rally, called upon Americans to wage a second nonviolent revolution, to use civil disobedience, and demand that the president leave town, to get up, to put the Quran down, to get off his knees, and to figuratively come out with his hands up. Larry Klayman said that at the Million Vet March the other day. And now he's with us here in the Ringside program, and we'll take your calls at 504-556-9696. My pleasure to welcome Larry Klayman to the Ringside Show. And Larry, how are you? Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning to you.
Boy, you got people fired up, I guess, the other day at your speech. What was the reaction when you called for a second American Revolution?
Yeah, it's a very positive reaction. It's a negative time in our nation's history. I mean, that's the sad part about it, is that we reached a point where the people's grievances are no longer being heard on any side of the political spectrum. The Congress is totally broken down. It doesn't function. I don't need to go further on that. We've got a court system which has become so highly politicized that it can't address anything that has anything to do with a politician or a so-called leader. And we've got a president who, and that was the metaphoric reference, who favors Arab states and others at the expense of Israel and the United States and even our fighting men and women. And that's why, you know, I had to speak out clearly. Our founding fathers talked clearly. They obviously said things that were controversial. Many of them were shouted down in the beginning, but the people came behind them because they began to see that a tyrant was ruling the country and that something needed to be done. There needed to be a change and or an alteration in the system of government, and we needed to install people who could lead this country into freedom. We no longer have freedom like we had after this country was founded.
Larry Klayman, do you think President Obama is a tyrant?
I do. Yes, he is. You know, people have said, and I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of hate emails since I said what I said, and it came out of me. I didn't even plan what I was saying. It was just something that was inside me at the time. They said, you know, the guy won the election twice. I mean, you have to take it, and that's what, you know, Obama's saying himself. But you know what? When a president violates his oath of office, when a president continually violates the Constitution, when he commits one scandal after another, the people have to rise up, and I'm saying peacefully and nonviolently, and they have to do something about it. They cannot wait, because we don't have a Congress that is addressing anything right now. Country is slipping away. It's going down the drain. Everybody knows that. There's a study that came out yesterday that even for African Americans, things have gotten much worse. So people need to do something right now. And this whole idea to demand his resignation, to come to Washington on November 19th, to stand in front of the White House and demand that he resign, this is the beginning of a process. Peaceful protest was used during the Vietnam War. It succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
President Nixon had to step down. He had to resign. This president is much worse than even Nixon, and he should have to step down.
Would you, now, what is the significance of November the 19th?
November the 19th, people can go to our website and find information about it, freedomwatchusa.org, freedomwatchusa.org. The significance is that people need to rise up and be seen in Washington. We want to come in mass, millions of people, to be there to basically show the government, it's not just Obama, the Republican leaders too, that it's time for them to go, and they better respect the needs of the people. You know, Jeff, it was Thomas Jefferson who said that when the people fear the government, there is liberty. Excuse me, when people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, they have liberty. The government needs to know that the people will hold them accountable. And they don't know that now. They're going along at their own pace, their own desire to do whatever they want. And the American people are being given
short shrift. Let's look at what we've seen recently, of course, with this shutdown and the whole controversy about the debt ceiling and Obamacare. You had sort of the whole issue spun as being Ted Cruz's fault and being those conservative Republicans, those Tea Partiers that really are to blame for this. It was really spun that way, I think, by the media. Yet Ted Cruz seems to be getting heroes welcome in Texas, and a lot of people seem to be saying, hey, we want to be the next Ted Cruz. So what really you think is going on in this country?
Well, Ted Cruz hit a nerve, just like I hit a nerve last week. In fact, I was up there speaking with him and Sarah Palin and Congressman Steve Stockman and Senator Mike Lee. These people have stuck their neck out. They are going up against an establishment that wants to destroy them from within the Republican Party. And frankly, they'll probably succeed politically because they're powerful. But yes, I mean, we welcome the bravery of a Ted Cruz and a Mike Lee and the others. But the problem is that they're up against a system that is corrupt, that simply stuffs money into its own pocket, that ignores the interests of the American people. So, excuse me, I picked up a cold in Washington.
Sorry. Was it those politicians you were next to, or was it just... one of those fall colds. So sorry about that, but
maybe that, Jeff. But the bottom line is this: I don't need to belabor. We've got Benghazi. We've got NSA.
Right.
We're being spied upon. Weapons are being stockpiled by an internal security force. We've got drones. We've got everything out there to intimidate the American people. This president wants to install a socialist system in this country. This president hates Israel. I believe that he's anti-Semitic. I believe he's anti-Christian. I believe in his heart he believes that he's Muslim. And I don't condemn him for being Muslim. I condemn him for doing everything he can to harm Israel. Iran has been allowed to develop nuclear weapons. That's a threat to Israel, not just, and also the United States. And this president has done everything he can to cut this country down to size in the image of his father, who he admired, who... was a Muslim.
So you
Muslim
think
under Sharia law. So, he has in his heart, he does not represent the Judeo-Christian values of our founding fathers. He is, in fact, in my view, pursuing a Muslim agenda here. And again, it's not a crime to be a Muslim, but he's trying to harm Israel and the United States because he's furthering the Muslim.
So his claims that he's a Christian, you think, are just a lie?
Yeah, I do. Not in his heart, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, there are good Muslims out there. I'm not saying there aren't, but this guy is actually doing things to hurt this country and to hurt Israel. And we have our common heritage in that regard that we have to protect as well. So I think it's time that we speak up.
All right, I want to throw out a few issues, and we'll take some calls at 504-556-9696. Larry Klayman with us of Freedom Watch. He's the founder of Judicial Watch. Has talked about a second American Revolution, saying Obama must go. The media is in the pocket of Barack Obama. Certainly, you've got loyal Democrats. Larry, how do you foresee him being forced to leave office with those pockets of support he has? I'm looking at his approval numbers still in the low 40s, even though we have all these problems. What's going to be the trigger to really force him to leave?
Well, when the founding fathers debated and agreed upon and signed the Declaration of Independence, they looked for divine guidance. It was a Hail Mary against England. We just got to get the ball rolling. I believe that he will ultimately have to leave office. He has, committed more crimes in office. He has subverted the interest of the United States, and people will begin to see this, and even the left is beginning to see it with this Obamacare and what it's doing to the country, him ramming this down our throat, which is an attempt to socialize our entire economy. It will take hold, but it's a process. And therefore, we need millions in Washington on November 19th. It'll still be warm during the week. It's not even running to Thanksgiving. We need to begin this nonviolent revolution.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take some calls, Larry. 504-556-9696. 888-429-1330. We're joined by Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch. Is calling for a second American nonviolent revolution, calling for millions of Americans to go to Washington on November the 19th and demand that the president leave town, get up, put the Koran down, get off his knees, and to figuratively come out with his hands up for what our guest says are crimes that have been committed. says that he is tied to Iran, says that he is a Muslim of his heart, and has been anti-Israeli, and that he just needs to go. You agree? You disagree? Give us your thoughts. 504-556-9696. And Larry, let's go to our friend Adam in Pearl River with us. What's going on, Adam? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning to your guests. And thank you, Larry, for calling red and not green. It's always refreshing to hear the truth coming out. I just wanted to point out to you fellas, yesterday I heard a congressman, Steve Cohen from Tennessee, come out and declare that the Tea Party is a domestic enemy. Now, we know this is the beginning of the lead-up for, you know, a one-year campaign against the Tea Party, because the Democrats are desperately afraid that the Tea Party will have the kind of success it had with the House in 2010. We know this is their greatest fear, and it goes against their greatest desire, which is to have both houses of Congress again, so that Obama can wreak his totalitarian agenda against this country. And I suspect if he's successful, the Tea Party will indeed officially be declared a domestic enemy, and we will be seeing Homeland Security go after them. But this is, you know, I'm only mentioning these things because I think we all need to realize where these kinds of comments from congressmen are going. And they're all going toward grabbing hold of the House next year. I just wanted to get Larry's thoughts.
All right. That's a good good point. That's our friend Adam in Pearl River. Larry, your response?
Well, I think that's very well said in terms of what's happening here. Yeah, the Tea Party is being demonized. We have been declared an enemy of the state. The president the other day in a press conference referred to media people like yourself, Jeff, and others, and me as activists. You know, they're just profiteering, allegedly, from all of this.
Yeah, right.
You know, this is typical of this president. He does not countenance dissent. He is a tyrant. He has used the IRS to try to destroy people. He is using the NSA to intimidate and coerce them into, in effect, becoming slaves to him because people are so scared of even talking on the phone anymore or using the internet and maybe retaliated against. We are in a police state. We're not headed towards it. We're in it.
All right. Hang on with that, Larry. I want to come back and delve into this more. Larry Klayman with us, a Freedom Watch, Judicial Watch founder. He's calling for a nonviolent revolution, saying it's time for Obama to go, calling for millions of Americans to head up to Washington November 19th. And protest the president and his policies. 504-556-9696 to join us. Quick time out. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Larry Klayman with us of Freedom Watch, a conservative legal activist calling for a quote, second American nonviolent revolution, demands that President Obama leave town. Says that the United States is ruled by a president who bows down to Allah. And my pleasure to bring back Larry Klayman here in the program. And Larry, we'll take some more calls in a second at 504-556-9696. When you witnessed the vote the other day where the Republicans sort of caved and Obama got his way, didn't make any changes to Obamacare, what did you think of the Republican leadership after that?
There is no leadership. It's non-existent, and that's the point, is that they don't have the fortitude, they don't have, you know, frankly, the desire to take on the Democrats. They're making money hand over fist, the Republican Party, as the Democrats are, and they don't mind things the way they are. I mean, they play the game, they go on TV, they show up, but in the end, people like McConnell, they have to go too. Mitch McConnell's got to go, Boehner's got to go, as well as Obama. These people are destroying this country. And they're leaving the American people behind. They're there in Washington. They're wearing their $3,000 suits, their gold cufflinks. They're prancing around. They're going to dinners with lobbyists. They have broken away from the American people. And this is exactly what Jefferson talked about, Thomas Jefferson, you know, during and after the American Revolution, is that every 20 years, Jefferson said, we need a rebellion. We need to clean house because government gets corrupt. And we have become so corrupt, more corrupt in 237 years than it took Rome 2,000 years to accomplish.
Yeah.
Is that if we want this country to survive, we've got to do something now.
You know, it's interesting. We had the 1994 Republican takeover of Congress. You had the 2010 Republican takeover of Congress. And we never really got the changes that we were promised, did we?
Well, and that was my comment with the last caller, is that he was still looking to the House of Representatives. No, we cannot look to the government anymore. We, the people, have to rise up. We have to do it. I set up a citizen's grand jury in Ocala, Florida. You can see that at citizensgrandjury.com or go to our website, freedomwatchusa.org, is that, you know, we do have the power in our hands. We can actually, in this instance, indict people and try them in citizens' courts. Of course, enforcing it's another matter. But the American people have to start the process. We have to get up off our couches. We have to do something if you really love this country, because it is going down the drain. And right now, it's like people are sitting on the deck of the Titanic listening to music as it's sinking. Somebody has to wake them up, and that's what I was trying to do.
Well, I think you certainly did wake a lot of people up. My question to you before we take this other call is it time for a third party? I mean, is it time to just sort of abandon the Democrats and Republicans or try to reform either one of the parties?
That may be the case after we peacefully and nonviolently get rid of Obama and some of these other leaders. You know, we're going to need to regroup, and we're going to need to think our things through, perhaps another constitutional convention. But we have to take care of business first. We've got to get rid of this guy. He's evil. Obama is evil, and he's destroying this country.
Impeachment,
are scared of him.
Is impeachment a possibility through Congress?
It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. We've never impeached and convicted any president in our history. And that's another reason for a constitutional convention. We need another way to get rid of presidents peacefully and legally. Impeachment doesn't work. We've never done it. The only time presidents have left office is when they've been forced to resign. And that's why we need to go to Washington and make our point. They see the masses in Washington like happened in Egypt, you know, a few months ago with the Muslim Brotherhood president.
Right.
Who Obama, by the way, supported and still supports.
Right.
The best thing that happened in the Middle East, he thought was terrible, and we cut off aid to the Egyptian military after they did the one good thing.
Exactly.
In a long time in the Middle East. Is that we need to show the government, as Jefferson said, that they better fear us, that they better leave, that it's in their best interest. And we're not going to ignite anything. But when they see millions in Washington saying, leave, the momentum will build, and ultimately they will have to leave. Lead. Not just Obama, but McConnell and Boehner gone.
All right.
Because our country is slipping away. You know, today, with this NSA thing, and we've got two class actions. You can read about it at freedomwatchusa.org. When that, the founding fathers could have never gotten to Philadelphia. They would have been picked up and imprisoned by King George if he had the capabilities that Obama has with the NSA. And people should remember that we are not here to be seen and not heard. We are the people whose powers are written into the Constitution, into the Declaration of Independence. We need to be heard. And the least we can do right now, in the style of Mahatma Gandhi, style of Martin Luther King, you know, I also referred to Martin Luther King during my speech, yet, you know, I was branded a racist. And the style of all these people is that we need to rise up and use peaceful, nonviolent resistance.
Mm-hmm.
To bring this government down.
All right.
Needs to be brought down.
A lot of people want to chime in, Larry. Let's get some calls going. 504-556-9696, 888-429-1330. Larry Klayman with us, Freedom Watch, founder of Judicial Watch. Let's go next in line to our friend, the Patriot. Hey, Patriot, welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, fellas and sisters. I hope I have your attention. I've studied this thing, Obamacare, through and through and through and through. Not many Americans out there are going to be able to support themselves working four times a week for 7.5 hours. This thing is full of fraud and theft. It's extortion and it's blackmail. They told us that all of the premiums would go down, and they're not. They're skyrocketing. This guy, everything this guy says is backwards. If you want to see the real Baroque you dopes Obama, get you a mirror and look at him in the mirror and think about what doublespeak is. Have a blessed day, America. Wake up.
All right. That's the Patriot. I guess you would concur with some of his comments, huh, Larry?
Absolutely. And that's just one part of the whole puzzle here, is that the whole economy is collapsing, the whole country is collapsing politically, legally, internationally. And we don't have any time left, so we've got to rise up right now.
Even though we hear, oh, unemployment's going down and all these great things are happening, this recovery, don't you think that's just phony news?
No, it's phony news. I mean, you can walk through the streets of any city in this country and see more street people today than ever before, and they're asking for money, and it's sad. And the country's really sinking, and you don't need to be told that. People know it.
Yeah, they do know it. They feel it. They see it themselves and their friends and their family. And as you say, walking around, seeing it on the streets. Jeff Cruer here. It's Ringside WGSO. Larry Klayman with us of Freedom Watch. Our talk line 504-556-9696. Quick timeout. Let's get a news update. We'll be back. Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back. Boy, we've had a busy morning. Lots going on. Very pleased. We got another segment here with our special guest fighting through a cold with us. He's Larry Klayman. He's the founder of Judicial Watch. He's with Freedom Watch now, calling for a nonviolent second American revolution, saying it's time for Obama to go, who he calls a Muslim and someone who has committed crimes. Says the people need to rise up, can't depend on Congress, certainly can't depend on the media, and wants to start it on November the 19th, calling for Americans to join him in Washington. And we'll take in your calls at 504-556-9696. Larry, where are people meeting in Washington on the 19th of November?
Well, we're going to congregate around the White House. We've applied for a permit with the National Park Service for November 19th for the start at 10 a.m. And we're going to have people there on a stand testifying as to how they've been victimized by this administration, whether it's, you know, victims in Benghazi or victims with the NSA or victims with the IRS or whoever. And we want people to congregate in and around that White House and demand the president's resignation. If we don't get that permit, we'll obviously sue the National Park Service to get it. We'll congregate in public places. We're not going to violate the law.
Well,
but the concept is to shut the city down peacefully and legally. I mean, we have so many people there, the city will be gone.
Maybe you could
occupy Washington.
Maybe you could just say you're a bunch of illegal immigrants and you can go ahead and get the permit with no problem.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the National Park Service, by the way, has been spending our money doing Muslim outreach. That's what they do, teaching people about Islam in schools. So, you know, when we say the president's a Muslim, what we're saying is that he is pursuing a Muslim agenda, that his view of the world is that this political movement, which is Islam, is something which should catch hold worldwide, and he's helping to further it. So consequently, that's what I meant by that, and it's scary. It's really scary. We now face a nuclear Iran because he's allowed them to acquire nuclear weapons, and they do. They are waging a worldwide Islamic revolution.
I do know that his top priority for NASA is Muslim outreach. I think that's what the director said that group was going to be focused on. Forget about going into space. It was Muslim outreach. All right.
Yeah.
Lot to discuss. Got a lot of callers that want to come on. Let's get the calls going here at 504-556-9696. Larry Klayman with us. We'll kick off this segment with our friend Dan from Building 7. Hey, Dan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jeff, and good morning to your guest, Larry. Larry, let me ask you a question, or let me pose a statement and then go into a question. During the time of the American Revolution, you know, the colonialists, the Americans, were willing to put up with a lot. They put up with taxes, and they put up with tea, and they put up with tyranny and all the other things, but it was when the British came to Lexington for the sole purpose to confiscate a certain type of weapon. It was illegal weapons. It was weapons they were not supposed to have. They were forbidden by the crown to stockpile these weapons, yet they did it in violation of the Crown's rule. And when the British forces came to Lexington to confiscate those illegal weapons, remember the British commander said, you rabble, throw down your guns, and somebody from Lexington Bridge pulled the trigger. What is going to be your Lexington, Larry? Where is your Lexington? What is it going to take? Because I'll tell you right now, if you think you can do this peacefully, you're hallucinating. You're not living in reality. The government is not anything but force. Government is force. It's like fire, like Washington said, okay? It's not eloquence, and it's not politeness. It's force.
All right, that's Dan from Building 7. Thank you, Dan.
Well, it has been done peacefully throughout time. I mean, let's go back to Jesus Christ. He, in effect, used civil disobedience. He's the Son of God. I'm a Jewish Christian, by the way. People wondering why I'm talking about Jesus. I do believe in him. And, you know, he used peaceful nonviolence, you know, with the help of the Lord and changed the world. He brought down the Roman Empire. You have Mahatma Gandhi, who used peaceful civil disobedience in South Africa and brought rights to his people there and then brought down the British Empire in India. You have Lech Walesa, who used peaceful civil disobedience in Poland, and he helped bring down communism with the help of the Pope and Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. And you have Martin Luther King, who brought freedom to his people and freedom for all people in many ways. So, yes, it can be done. And when the government sees what it's up against, that, you know, that it needs to be changed, that, in fact, you know, something much worse could result if they don't start to toe the line and adhere to what the American people want, then we perhaps can succeed. But we have to start off that way. We don't want to start off in a violent way. And, you know, in fact, the colonies tried it that way. It didn't work. Let's try it that way. We are more sophisticated today, hopefully, and hopefully it will work. But, you know, we don't have the means, even militarily, to take on this government, not with an NSA that can pick up every single call that you make and every email and social media contact. They'll pick you up and they'll take you away. The founding fathers could have never waged a revolution with the current technology that Obama has. So we have no choice but to use nonviolent civil disobedience to accomplish our end. We don't have the military means to do anything otherwise, and I'm not suggesting it.
And are you saying that it's going to start and then grow and grow and grow and grow? What you're hoping is that this thing over what kind of a time span, Larry? We're talking months. We're talking year. How long are you going to build this before?
You know, I don't know. You know, the first shots of Concord and Lexington, in effect, you know, and again, I'm talking figuratively, metaphorically, were fired a week ago Sunday when I was up on the stage with Cruz, with Palin, and with the others, and there were about 3,000 to 5,000 people below listening to us, who then ran off to the Lincoln Memorial, and that was very moving, and then took the barricades that were keeping the veterans out of the World War II Memorial and went to the White House and threw them against the White House gates. That was the beginning.
I thought that was awesome.
I think of the revolution. I mean, you had to be there to see it.
Yeah.
And this, it will grow, and it will grow, and it will grow, and the Obamas and the McConnells and the Boehners and the Pelosis and the Reeves will see this. And they'll know that they have to feed power back to the people because it's in their best interest to do it when the people are there in mass.
But as
Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. If we just sit there and let them do whatever they want and don't rise up, you know, forget about this country. I mean, maybe we're riding, you know, basically we're spending down what we've got right now. And when it's all over, we're finished.
You know, Larry, what's interesting, I agree with you. I think it was a moving demonstration, moving symbolically to put those barricades there. But I found the media didn't give it the attention that it deserved. And I think you're going to, of course, run into the same sort of a media blackout, wouldn't you say?
I don't think so. You know, one of the things that happened last week, and it was by the grace of God, I believe, is that, you know, when those words came out of my mouth, that the president bows down to Allah, that the president should
And I've been thinking about that catchphrase, should get up off his knees, put the Quran down, and come out with his hands up. Is that they seized on that. And, you know, I hit a nerve, and the left hated that. And it was wall-to-wall Larry Klayman bashing for a week. And I'm sure it'll continue. And I don't mind it. I mean, this is my role in life professionally. This is my job, is to provoke and to get people to think. And the fact is that this president has bowed down to Ali, bowed down to the Saudi king. The Saudi king is a Wahhabi Muslim that believes in honor killings if the kids don't follow the Muslim tradition. He wears a ring that says, my only God is Allah. He canceled the National Day of Prayer and feasted Ramadan and endorsed the Ground Zero Mosque. You know, you can go on and on. He told George Stephanopoulos in 2008, he referred to my Muslim faith when he was running for president. So, you know, I'm not way out here. People know that I'm speaking the truth, but someone's got to say it. And, you know, we're not suggesting that Muslims should be persecuted in this country or anything like that, but we are not a Muslim nation.
All right.
We're a nation that's been founded upon Judeo-Christian values of our founding fathers. Muslim values are not our values, and as long as they're peaceful, they can go have their values and do whatever they want. But you know what? They haven't been peaceful. They've been killing us for thousands of years, and that's the problem. And they don't complain about it. So,
all right, let's do this.
This issue needs to be addressed.
Let's get some of these more calls in. Larry Klayman with us for Freedom Watch, 504-556-9696 to join us. Our friend Sammy Schwartz next in line. How you doing, Sammy? Good morning.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And Larry Klayman, you are the hero of this country today. Let me tell you, I am so happy to hear that name, Larry Klayman, because I've never heard it before. Isn't that a shame? And you will take this revolution all the way to the top. You will see Ted Cruz, the President of the United States. You'll see Mike Lee. You will see Palin, all the people you've mentioned. Steve Stockman, I've called him no less than 20 times. You are one of the great Americans. You are saying the 1776 has returned, the father of our country. You are one of the fathers of our country today, and the people should not give up the Republican Party. We need, because we're organized. You have to tell guys like McCain to drop dead and say nothing. Keep quiet. Lindsey Graham, drop dead. Boehner, drop dead. And also that Mr. Mitch McConnell, they're all Ginny women. And ladies and gentlemen, Larry Klayman, keep it up. Keep fighting, and don't you give up. There's a guy named Sammy Schwartz in New Orleans. I'm 84 years of age and a Korean veteran. I couldn't come to Washington. But if I could, I'd take millions of people with me just like you. You just keep it up. And let me tell you something. This America will survive. We have survived the Civil War. We have survived the British. We have survived the Second World War. And ladies and gentlemen, Larry Klayman will go down in history. The revolution is on.
All right. Sammy Schwartz. There
you
go.
Sammy.
You got some strong support right there from a good friend of the program, Korean War veteran.
That's
right there.
That's what we need, Sammy. Thank you. And please get the word out.
All right. Let's go to Brian in Metairie. Hey, Brian, welcome. You're on with Larry Klayman.
Mr. Klayman, I sure hope you feel better.
Thank you.
We need to do this soon because the voting is going to be changing soon with the amount of those that are coming into the country that eventually are going to be having voters' rights. Whether they be the hundreds of thousands of Muslims, the Hispanic, whether you want to use it as buying the votes or whatever, the demographics is going to be changing vote-wise to where those who want to save this nation will be outnumbered. We don't have a whole lot of time to do what you are saying we should do, and we need to do this. Because it's not like we have forever.
Well,
I'm just wondering, do you have a time frame that you could give us?
Good question.
To stand up now.
Good question, my friend. Thank you, Brian. Larry, what's the time frame?
You raise a good issue, and you know, it's number one. We need to educate people, okay? And we haven't been educating them into what American values are all about. And it's not your nationality, where you came from. All of our ancestors came from overseas. So
So we're all part of this. But we need to spark this revolution very quickly. We need to get it going. We need to light, figuratively speaking, a match and really up the ante quickly. And then it will gather force. You know, when you go back to the days in 1775 leading up to the revolution, there were only a handful of people who were willing to risk their sacred fortunes and their honor and their lives to create a new nation. Most of the people were very content. The colonies were rich, much richer than we are today per capita. I was at George Washington's estate last week, and my God, the riches he had. He was willing to risk all of that to found a new nation. And that's what we need to do now. So I don't know what the time frame is going to be. I know that we don't have any time to lose. And that's why we're calling for this in a month on November 19th.
All right. Let's...
And once it catches hold,
yeah.
Once the people begin to see, like people on your show are seeing, Jeff,
yes.
Then it will take on a life of its own. I think it will go very quickly. Look at what happened in Egypt, how quickly they got rid of Morsi. You know, it will be infectious, and it will take hold.
All right, let's squeeze in one more for you, Larry. We appreciate your extra time today and appreciate you battling through your cold. Let's get the other side of the equation. The Flaming Liberal is joining us. Flaming Liberal, you're on with Larry Klayman.
Thank you very much. Mr. Klayman, I've heard you say that you were metaphorically speaking when you said to the President of the United States, come out of the White House with your hands up and other, I think, very inflammatory speech that you used at the protest in Washington. Now, given that most of the Tea Party supporters you were addressing don't understand the meaning of metaphorically speaking, most of these people think grape nuts is a venereal disease. That's the intelligence you're dealing with when you're addressing the Tea Party. But I'd like to know, I reported a regular caller to talk radio to the Secret Service who was questioned by the Secret Service. He said that President Obama is a legitimate target in the war against radical Islam, and one shot is all it would take. I recorded that and reported it to the Secret Service, and this person was questioned. Now, do you feel that a Tea Party person, was that person, metaphorically speaking, you think, or was he actually wanting someone to assassinate the President of the United States? And I also read that you tried the President in Pensacola, Florida, in the People's Court and sentenced the President to 10 years in prison. Do you think that is at best, or at least, sedition, or at worst, treasonous
All right,
behavior?
You've asked a lot of questions there. Let's give him time to respond, Flaming Liberal.
Well, the answer is no. It's totally improper, inappropriate, and abhorrent to threaten the life of the president. I do not advocate that. I never have, never will. I'm a lawyer. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in doing everything legally. As far as citizens' grand juries are concerned, we do have the right to do that. In a decision by Justice Scalia, a majority decision, United States versus Williams, going back to 1992, the Supreme Court ruled that the grand jury does not belong to the three branches of government. It belongs to the American people itself. And in the Old West, yes, there were citizens' grand juries, and there were citizens' courts. Now, we're not going to violently or forcefully enforce the verdict that came down. We hope that the president will, in fact, adhere to it and will honor it because the people have ruled. But we're not going to force anything. So we're not in any way in favor of violence. We're in favor of peaceful resistance, just like Martin Luther King. And I'm an admirer of Martin Luther King and what he did for African Americans. So I hope that you will join our cause and put aside your dislike of the Tea Party and not put them down as being less intelligent than the left, because that's not true at all.
All right.
And that shows, in fact, your bias.
Yes, it does. Larry Klayman, thank you, my friend. Very interesting interview. Let's do it again very soon. Quick time out. More Ringside coming your way.